overnight to a testing company. And they now test people at corporate events and board meetings, and they are doing stuff globally now. It's off the hook. So I know I got a little bit of insight. And I think the test to stay, you're right, it's the way out. The vaccines, eventually, you know, even though OSHA's ruling or the stay was overruled by a judge, this will go to the Supreme Court. And I think ultimately it'll be, no, you can't mandate vaccines. You can't make it a requirement to work in the manner that you're doing. It'll probably get there. So we still need to have the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to still have people scanning QR codes and letting us know where they are and getting the concept of the freedom passport. So it'll be much easier for everybody if it's not about a vaccine, but you have to have a test. And the test will be probably Abbott Labs. It's the tests now that are in Walmart and all the big box stores, about between 14 and 20 bucks, depending on where you are. EMED, from one of our producers here, has partnered with Abbott, maker of the Binax Now, that's what it's called, rapid test, and offering online supervision and verification of the test. This fills a need because home tests have been potentially problematic because people sometimes don't do them right, or no, people are cheating. So these will be proctored tests. It'll be telemedicine. You're like, hey, it's time for my test. It'll take you 5 minutes. You're on the app. Bada bada boom. Snip, swab. Good. You're good to go. It's not about your health or anyone else's health. It's making sure you have the freedom passport and you understand that you are now tracked and controlled. And I have two clips, I think, that show us that this is where we're headed.
According to Politico, the Biden administration now privately warning COVID-19 test makers and labs that the demand for tests could soon double or triple. Currently in the U.S., 1.6 million tests are used daily, but Health and Human Services now projects the country will need a lot more fast. The HHS model showing 3 to 5 million daily tests will be needed by January or February. All of this driven by the more transmissible Omicron variant, which they predict will become the dominant strain here in just a month.
So I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say I can fill the void because regular old tests may not work.
I want to refer to Dr. Fauci, who has mentioned a limited number of PCR tests don't catch the variant. So to what extent, in your view, is this reason for concern?
So that alone, there is a little bit of a reason concern there, because as we've seen these reports of people testing negative, then going to a gathering, and they're winding up testing positive later on from the Omicron variant, or for someone who said, hey, I tested negative, I should be okay. That is something that we're going to get more real-time data analysis of. But even if we look at testing, and if you're taking multiple tests, you should say, like, hey, I have a good chance of catching a positive test if I was exposed. But right now, Deirdre, we're looking at about 1.5, 1.7 million tests a day in the United States. With model projected, we need to double, if not triple, that amount as we head into a winter surge.
So there is the backup from ABC repeating the same talking points. We need to triple. We're not going to have enough. There will be, I think we'll see the government say, okay, you can do it just with testing. It'll be the vaccine. I think everyone will have to show the testing. And we don't have the right test. You know who's going to stand up. I've been waiting for him any day now. Bill Gates, with his new test equipment acquisition that he bought with George Soros, will have the solution for us. We just have to wait, probably after Christmas. Testing to stay. I think testing to stay it's not a great slogan, but I think it definitely
was test to stay.
Test to stay. Test to stay. Yes. And that'll be super fun. Everyone gets a passport.
Nuts.